Case: Educate Alija about net worth statement. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Alija is a 33-year-old software developer at a healthcare tech company. Counselor: What financial questions can I help you with today? Alija: I'm applying for a mortgage pre-approval and they asked for my net worth. I know my income and my bank balance, but I'm not sure what all should be included in my net worth or how to calculate it properly. Counselor: What information have you gathered so far? Alija: I made a list of my checking and savings accounts and I know how much is in my 401k. I also wrote down my car loan balance and student loans, but I'm not sure if I'm missing anything or doing this right. Counselor: What else do you own that has financial value? Alija: Well, I have my car, and some furniture and electronics, I guess. Oh, and I have a small investment account I started last year. Should I include all of that? Counselor: What about other financial obligations besides the car loan and student loans? Alija: I have 2 credit cards with balances, and I'm still paying off a medical bill from last year. Those would be included too, right? Counselor: What's your understanding of how net worth is calculated? Alija: I think it's what I own minus what I owe, but I'm not sure which things count and which don't. And I don't know how to value something like my car or furniture. Counselor: How do you think having a clear picture of your net worth might help beyond this mortgage application? Alija: I suppose it would show me if I'm actually building wealth over time. Right now I focus so much on monthly cash flow that I don't really think about the bigger picture. Question 1. How could a financial counselor explain the purpose and components of a net worth statement in accessible terms? Question 1 sample response. A counselor could explain that a net worth statement is like taking a financial snapshot showing the client's overall financial position at a specific time. It is simply the total value of everything they own, their assets, minus everything they owe, their liabilities. The counselor could tell Alija that assets include monetary value like cash, investments, property, and personal belongings, while liabilities are all debts such as loans, credit cards, and unpaid bills. Creating this statement helps Alija see the big picture beyond day-to-day finances and provides a clear measure of whether wealth is being built over time. Question 2. How could the counselor help Alija understand the relationship between net worth tracking and long-term financial health? Question 2 sample response. The counselor could help Alija understand that tracking net worth over time is like monitoring his financial vital signs. The counselor could explain that while monthly budgeting focuses on cash flow, net worth tracking reveals whether Alija's overall financial health is improving. They could emphasize that watching net worth trends can signal whether Alija is on track to maintain his lifestyle well into retirement and show how regular tracking allows him to see the impact of major financial decisions. Finally, the counselor could explain how using net worth as a measurement encourages focusing on asset growth and debt reduction, rather than just income. Question 3. What guidance could a counselor provide on valuing personal assets like vehicles, furniture, and electronics on Alija's net worth statement? Question 3 sample response. The counselor should advise Alija to take a conservative, practical approach to valuing personal assets. For his vehicle, it might suggest using the trade-in value from resources like Kelley Blue Book rather than retail value, as this represents what he could realistically obtain if he needed to liquidate. For furniture, electronics, and other household items, it might be recommended to use garage sale or marketplace values, typically 10 to 30% of the purchase price, rather than replacement cost or original purchase price. The counselor could emphasize focusing on items worth over $500 to avoid getting bogged down in details and explain that for retirement planning purposes, Alija should consider assets that could be converted to cash if needed, rather than attempting to account for every possession. Question 4. What questions would help Alija identify assets or liabilities he might be overlooking? Question 4 sample response. It would help to ask Alija targeted questions about life situations that often involve overlooked assets, such as, do you have any life insurance policies with cash value, and have you ever participated in a pension plan at previous employers? The counselor could inquire, do you own any intellectual property or specialized collections that have market value? For potential hidden liabilities, they might ask, are you a co-signer on any loans for family members? And do you have any recurring subscriptions or memberships with long-term contracts? It would also be helpful to explore, have you made any informal loans to friends or family? And are there any upcoming major maintenance needs for your home, other properties, or vehicles you own that represent future financial obligations? These questions would help Elijah develop a more complete picture of his financial situation.